Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
Boston Mayor Marty Walsh will meet with his legal team today after a sweeping defeat before the State Gaming Commission. The panel ruled unanimously that Boston is not a host community for casino proposals in Everett and Revere, denying Boston residents the chance to vote on either project. WBUR's Jack Lepiarz reports.
Mayor Walsh says he doesn't know what the city's next move is, but that the fight's not over.
Absolutely not. I feel strongly that the people of East Boston, the people of Charlestown, deserve a right to vote.
That after the State Gaming Commission rejected Boston's claim that it should serve as a host community for two proposed casinos in Everett and Revere. The city's lawyer, Thomas Frangillo, tried to argue that Mohegan Sun's proposal is built around the Suffolk Downs racetrack.
It's related to the gaming area. In most of the racetrack, about two-thirds of it, the stables and the grandstands, are going to be in East Boston.
Mohegan Sun officials were quick to point out that under their proposal, horse racing and the casino would be completely separate. Mohegan attorney Kevin Conroy.
We are not planning to include the racetrack in our promotions. We are not planning to advertise the racetrack in our promotions. And the 17,000 of pages that we've given you in that RFA 2 application make that clear.
In its case against Wynn Resort's proposed casino in Everett, Boston took a different strategy. City Attorney Frangillo called the project illegal on the grounds that a convicted felon is suspected of holding a hidden stake in the land that Wynn wants to build on. He cites the commission's refusal to award any casino license if a criminal stands to profit.
I don't think you have a gaming establishment, period. You don't have a valid agreement for one.
Wynn representatives did not address those concerns during their 45-minute presentation, instead offering an exhaustive look at their proposed site, which included maps showing that their entire casino complex would be outside Boston city limits. The gaming panel took less than 30 minutes to make their decision, deliberating openly with zero dissent. Commissioner James McHugh, who chaired the meeting, called the decision clear-cut. He said the argument that casinos would tax Boston's infrastructure and emergency services is irrelevant.
The legislature defined the host community in geographical terms, not in impact terms.
McHugh found himself chairing the meeting after a surprise development. Commission Chairman Steve Crosby recused himself from all matters related to the Eastern Massachusetts casino license at the start of the hearing. Crosby has faced questions over conflicts of interest in that case. One of his former business partners is a co-owner of the land in Everett that Wynn Resorts wants to develop, and last weekend he attended a party celebrating the start of Suffolk Downs racing season. Crosby calls those objections noise.
People will draw whatever conclusions they draw. The point is that the right thing for me to do is to step out of this decision. So substance or no substance, there's no doubt about the impartiality of the decision.
Crosby's departure leaves only four commissioners left to decide the competition between Wynn and Mohegan. If there's a tie vote, the panel would continue deliberating until there's a majority. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Jack Lepiarz.